share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Disclaimer. This piece reflects the opinions of the writers. It does not necessarily reflect the opinions or beliefs of World of Buzz. We can't just let this case go. Let's just start off by saying that 23.4% of victims who die in police custody are Indians. But the question here is, how many Malaysians have to die until the government takes notice of the blatant police brutality that's happening in our country? Between 2002 and 2016, 257 deathshave occurred in police custody. A. Gunapati, a 40-year-old man, spent 12 days in police custody from the 24th of February to the 8th of March to assist with investigations into his siblings' alleged crimes. The man who trades cow's milk for a living was allegedly brutally beaten by the police with a rubber hose. His mother got a call from a sergeant on the 8th of March informing her that her son was sent to the hospital. After spending a month at a hospital in Seliang and having his leg amputated, Gunapati passed away on the 20th of April, based on a report by Malaysiakini. Gunapati's father said that his son's leg had to be amputated on the 11th of March after the doctors found out that he had kidney problems. The family claimed that Gunapati's health took a turn for the worse after his time in police custody. Gunapati's sister added that she wasn't allowed to meet her brother when she brought his medication to the police station. A. Gunapati's mother, S. Thanalachumi. The family lawyer, Ganesa Lingam Kanagaratnam, is demanding the resignation of the district police chief over this issue and their negligence. Facebook user, Shankar Ganesh, who actually directed the family to the lawyer, called for justice over the untimely death of A. Gunapati. We are not going to let the predators walk free for killing an innocent man. This is murder. Justice must be fought for Gunapati and his family. Speaking to World of Buzz, Shankar Ganesh said he seeks justice for the Indian community and stresses that without speaking up, the rate of police brutality against Indians within police custody will continue to surge and constantly persist. We demand safety for the Indian community and seek justice for the people who are innocent. The police are supposed to protect the citizens and not harm us. Gombak District Police Chief ACP Arifai Tarawe told Malaysiakini that the police have launched an investigation into Gunapati's alleged beatings, but Ganesh questioned why no arrests have been made to this day. Malaysians on social media are calling for the implementation of the Independent Police Complaints and Misconduct Commission, IPCMC, to avoid such cases happening in the future. View this post on Instagram. A post shared by The Loud Asians, at The Loud Asians. The Independent Police Complaints and Misconduct Commission, IPCMC, is a bill to address the abuse that aims to receive, investigate, and punish bent police officers in accordance with its mandate. According to the Seruwijaya Integrity Agency Pengwatkwasan, for the IPCMC to be effective, it has to be independent, but after 17 years, it still remains just an idea. The question still remains, how many Malaysians would have to die in police custody till the government takes notice? Also read, saying, India Mabuk, doesn't help anyone, it probably just makes you a racist. Source. B. Nantha Kumar, Malaysiakini. Source, Shankar Ganesh, Facebook. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.